From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmy. This week on the show, why the uphill battle to expand Medicaid in Missouri is making rural hospitals that serve areas with high poverty levels really, really nervous. Jennifer Davidson has the story.
Right now, I'm standing at the doors of the main hospital in South Central Missouri, Ozarks Medical Center in West Plains. It serves over 150,000 people in one of the poorest congressional districts in the nation. Hospital administrators here and throughout the state are a bit tense right now. They've done the math, and they know they're in a unique position regarding the Medicaid expansion. The 2010 healthcare law, known as the Affordable Care Act, called for a Medicaid expansion for low-income adults, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that that expansion was optional for states.
What the federal government does is that it designates hospitals as a disproportionate share hospital, or DSH.
That's David Zechman, president and CEO of Ozarks Medical Center. This hospital is a so-called DSH hospital because it receives payments from the federal government to offset the charity care it provides. Charity care is health care that isn't paid for, usually because the patient doesn't have the money or insurance. At OMC, the DSH money doesn't cover all the cost of charity, but it does cover about a third. When the federal health care law was passed, it included a 75% cut in those DSH payments to hospitals like this one. That's because another part of the health care law, the Medicaid expansion part, was supposed to make up for that reduction. So more people are covered by Medicaid, less charity care is needed, and less need for DSH payments. But what lawmakers didn't factor in was the U.S. Supreme Court's later decision that states didn't have to expand Medicaid. So this hospital is still set to lose 75% of its DSH payments from the Fed. And if Missouri lawmakers refuse to expand Medicaid, Zechman says OMC will be in a tight spot.
We're still going to be taking care of the patients who don't have any means to pay. And what will end up happening is that there comes a point of economic no return. And so there comes a point where, well, gosh, you know, without that payment, can we continue to provide the same level of services that we do now? And I think that's going to be the big question for hospitals in the near future if the Medicaid expansion doesn't go through because of that 75% cut. There is the possibility that some local services would be reduced.
Zechman says the OMC Board of Governors has endorsed the Medicaid expansion plan, even though the Affordable Care Act as a whole has not been popular in these parts.
I'm Jennifer Davidson in West Plains.
Combined with the sequester and the Affordable Care Act cuts to Medicare, Zechman said his hospital could see a 60% reduction in its bottom line if Medicaid doesn't get expanded. For more on this story, visit kbia.org. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thank you for listening. I'm Harum Helmy.